You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Rewards Canada podcast. In this episode, we take a look at the top travel reward credit cards for 2021. Can you believe it? This year actually marks the 13th edition of our rankings. When I think back to the first rankings that compared something like only 25 cards or even less to today, where we have over 70 cards, and then all the changes that have happened in the market since then, and especially so over the past year, not that there were a ton of changes in the market or the products, but the world as a whole. We're pretty much a year into the pandemic, and at the time of recording this episode, travel is virtually non-existent, unless it is essential. And in fact, we are now starting to see more restrictions being put in place, so travel for the next little while just has become tougher and tougher, and for most Canadians, is just something that's just not being planned for. I mean, you know, Canadian people, I know we love to travel. So many of us want to travel, but it's just not on our radar. And a lot of you are just like ourselves. We're itching to get away, but we're going to do it once it's safe to do so. And that brings us to this year's theme for our top travel rankings. And that is, now is the time to rack up the best points and miles for your future travels. So yes, as most Canadians are planning for the long term when it comes to travel, that planning should include collecting as many points and miles possible from right now to the actual time you travel. And as we all know, one of the easiest ways to build up those points balances, and this is even more so apparent right now or a factor right now since we aren't collecting points or miles on flights or hotel stays, is that credit card spend. Credit card spending is the easiest way to rack it up. And so that plays a key factor in determining the best Travel Rewards Canada reward cards in Canada this year. The 2021 ranking reflects a forward-looking pattern as Canadians stay home to curb the spread of the coronavirus, with plans being made for future travel in late 2021, 2022, and beyond. For ourselves, we here at the Rewards Canada family are definitely in the planning stages of some amazing trips that we would like to take, but we are practicing a full-on wait-and-see approach. However, we are making sure that all our household spending is on the best credit cards, like the two Cobalt cards we have in our wallets, a Marriott card, and yes, I just can't get rid of it, my Diners Club Club Rewards MasterCard, and there's other cards in there as well, and we're earning as many points and miles as possible for those future trips. And that brings us to the rankings. You may ask, why do you have two Cobalt cards in your family? Well, actually we have four, two separate accounts, but one of them has two supplementary cards for our kids. But the reason why is that it single-handedly is the best overall travel rewards card in Canada. And that is why it takes the honor of the overall top travel rewards card in Canada. I'll get to that. The four main reasons: that is the top card, 5x points earning on eats and drinks, the ability to redeem for any travel at any time. Yes, I mean it. Like, you can be on vacation, put a travel purchase on your card, and then redeem for it when you get home. It is truly that flexible. It provides amazing value with the Amex fixed points for travel redemption option. So that's their kind of reward chart option. But then, of course, you're able to transfer the points over to Marriott Bonvoy for amazing hotel stays. And then even beyond, you can transfer those points to 40 plus airlines. So all in all, it is the card with the utmost inflexibility in travel options in Canada. We carry two of them in our wallets because that 5x points is capped at $30,000 spend per year. So as soon as we hit $30,000 on one card, we move to the next card and start spending on that. Again, just so much potential with that card in points and what you can do with it. So that's why it is the number one card in Canada. Again, that's for the fourth year in a row. In addition to the Cobalt card taking home the best overall travel reward card honors, we continue to rank cards in 5 subcategories as we do each year, which are the travel points with annual fee category, no fee travel rewards credit card, hybrid cards, airline cards, and then new to the rankings this year, the ultra premium card category. That category replaces the coalition program category, as unfortunately that type of program seems to be on its last legs here in Canada. We only have Air Miles hanging on as the biggie, but even then, they seem to be losing big partners, the latest being Rona and Lowe's, who are leaving the program as of January 31st, 2021. Aeroplan used to be in the coalition category, but now that Air Canada has brought it in-house and launched a totally revamped program last November, we no longer consider it one of those programs, but rather it has returned to its roots as a frequent flyer program, and thus the Aeroplan cards fall back into the airline category. I mean, other small programs are still giving the coalition model a go. Here in-house at Rewards Canada, we call them mini coalition programs, and these are like Scene, Triangle, PC Optimum, and more rewards. The latter actually has a good travel component, but unfortunately, with the Scotia More Rewards Visa being discontinued a few years ago, there's no option for it to enter our rankings at all anymore. So speaking of the rankings, let's dive into the rest of them now. I've already gone and discussed the Cobalt card taking the top spot overall in Canada, so I won't rehash that. But there have been some slight changes in the other spots in our overall category, and that comes a little bit later. Right now, second place remains with the American Express Gold Rewards card. This card just keeps chugging along despite being the same card it has been for nearly 10 years. So that must tell you something. It was a strong card when it came out. It still is. But I kind of hope it gets a bit of a refresh this year and made even better. You may recall early this year we came out with a piece on the RBC Avion Visa Infinite card and saying that it's the card most due for an overhaul in Canada. That piece was actually going to look at five cards in Canada that we thought were due for an overhaul, but we just wrote so much about the RBC card that we made it a single card. One of the five that I had in my list was the Gold Rewards card. Now, it doesn't need a lot of tweaking, but I think it's due for a bit of an overhaul since it's been pretty much 10 years in its current form. Hopefully we see Amex do something with it and make it even better. It comes in second place in the overall category to the Cobalt card as it earns a little less points-wise, but it can provide huge value on the points it earns because it has direct conversion options to Aeroplan and British Airways Executive Club. That is a huge thing for that card. Third place in the rankings is where one thing has changed already. We replaced the WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard with the revamped TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite card. Why? Well, there's several reasons why. The new Aeroplan program just offers so much, and this card has been propped up with some sweet benefits like elite status earning, the Nexus benefit, and more. Plus, our theme of racking up points for future travel this year, well, the points earned on this card can hold a lot more value than the dollars earned on the WestJet card. So that's kind of why we moved TD into third spot and knocked WestJet out of the top five card rankings. In fourth place, this one remains the same. Another great card. It's in our wallets here, and I know a lot of our readers' wallets, the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card. That remains steady. One of only two hotel cards left in Canada. It provides tons of value for hotel stays around the world, has some great benefits. It also has one of the best earn rates for everyday spending that you don't find bonused on other cards. So that's, you know, a lot of these categories where it's 1 point per dollar, 1 mile per dollar. Well, the Marriott Bonvoy card is 2 points per dollar, which pushes around about a 2% return when you redeem kind of at the lower end hotels with Marriott. So it does have that kind of best value for your everyday spending. Finally, the second change this year comes for the fifth place card. That was a spot that was long held by the RBC Avion Visa Infinite card, but we've bumped it out of that top five. You'll know a few of our articles we've written are Clash of the Credit Cards, where we compared the Amex fixed point chart versus the RBC Avion chart and how it just blew it out of the water. And the cards, just how we were saying, it needs an overhaul, and it really does. So that's why we've knocked it out and replaced it with the HSBC World Elite MasterCard. Honestly, the only thing that was keeping the Avion card up in that fifth spot for the last few years was its great conversion rate and bonuses to British Airways. But you know what? The HSBC card offers a very good conversion rate. In fact, sometimes better. And it also offers bonuses to BA. So it has the Avion card matched or beaten there. But even HSBC's proprietary program is more flexible since you can book any travel at any time and redeem points against the charge and get anywhere from a 1.5% to 3% return. Whereas the Avion card is less flexible because you have to book through Avion, and you can max out kind of at that 2.33% return as they even advertise. So, and that's only in little portions of their chart if you get the right pricing for the right ticket. Then you add in no foreign transaction fees on the HSBC card. It also has that annual travel enhancement credit and also the lounge key business class lounge access. And you can see why the HSBC card moves ahead of the RBC Avion card. So that's it for the overall category. So let's look at our subcategories, the five categories that we have there. The first one is travel points card with an annual fee. So this looks at credit cards that have their own proprietary rewards program for redeeming for travel, whether it be any travel anytime or via the credit card's travel reward center. We also include Air Miles in this category since we've done away with the coalition category, but we don't include cards that have conversion options. So that's like your Cobalt card, your HSBC World Elite Avion, all the ones that you can convert to other programs, they have their own category. Once again this year, this category is dominated by Scotiabank. Their Gold American Express card takes this top spot for the second year in a row, thanks to its 5x points earning on grocery, dining, and entertainment. That is, in fact, more places than the Cobalt card. So if you don't need that conversion option to Marriott from Cobalt, or know you won't use Amex as fixed points for travel, then this card is one you should get instead. On top of that, the card has no foreign transaction fees, so those online orders from outside Canada won't cost you as much as many other cards, or of course, once you start traveling, it'll save you some money there. Its brethren, the card that comes in second place, the Scotiabank Passport Visa Infinite card, is in second again for the second year in a row. Its earn rate is less than its Gold American Express version. So that's kind of why it's one step lower, but it does earn more outside of Canada in terms of your spending compared to the Scotiabank card, the Scotiabank Gold American Express card. These are both Scotiabank cards I'm talking about, but their Gold Amex only has its increased earning on spending in Canada and not outside of Canada, whereas the Passport Infinite will get its increased bonuses outside of Canada. It also has no foreign transaction fees. A healthy suite of travel benefits, including Priority Pass with 6 free lounge passes. So that's why it's right there in second place. So those two spots remained unchanged from 2020. And actually the next three spots did as well. This whole category stayed the same as 2020. We had the CIBC Aventura Visa Infinite card take third, BMO Rewards World Elite MasterCard in fourth, and rounding out the category was the TD First Class Visa Infinite card. You may ask, what about the new BMO Eclipse Visa Infinite card? Sorry, but it didn't crack the top five. It's close, but its base earn rate of under 1% in value towards travel really held it back. I mean, it was the first premium card in Canada to offer a base earn rate under 1%, and we just can't really reward them for that. The next category, another popular category over the past year, is no-fee travel rewards cards. So these are cards that have no annual fee all the time. That's every year, any year. We don't include cards that give first year free or ones that have a waiver due to having a bank account with that issuer. This is strictly cards that will have no fee at all times. Now, it does take into account cards across all the categories so long as they have a no annual fee. So we have hotel cards in there, hybrid cards, you name it, they're all in there. Once again, this category, the winner is the MBNA Platinum Plus MasterCard. It takes top spot here because of a decent earn rate of up to 4 points per dollar, which translates to a 4% return when you redeem for any travel. It also has semi-flexible travel redemption options. I say semi-flexible as you have to redeem via MBNA Rewards Travel. And really, what really makes it stand out right now is the fact that it's a MasterCard, and that's the only brand accepted at Costco. And right now, Costco is a huge shopping place. During this pandemic, over this past year, I think they've increased their sales tons. And of course, being a MasterCard, and if you want to rack up points for future travel but not pay an annual fee, so this is something you want to look at. So that's why this card retains top spot in this no-fee travel category. It was close, though. The return of the Choice card from American Express, a card that was around nearly 10 years ago, really put up a challenge in this category. It is the only no-fee American Express travel card in the market, and it can be very rewarding. It provides a 1-2% return for travel, depending on how you redeem within American Express, but it also provides the option to convert to Marriott Bonvoy, making it the only no-fee Marriott card in Canada. The remainder of this category stayed the same from last year, with it being rounded out by the MBNA Best Western MasterCard, CIBC's Aventura Visa card, and Scotia's American Express card, the base level Amex card. Basically, these are mostly all base level cards. At least the latter two are, the CIBC and Scotia. I should point that out. The third SAP category here is my favorite. You guys should know this. And it's a favorite of many of our readers and listeners. And that's the hybrid card category. Or more recently, it's better known as flexible points. This category houses cards that have their own proprietary programs, but also provide the option to convert to airlines and hotels. This category dominates the overall rankings, with three of the cards in those top five overall cards being hybrid cards. So it should come as no surprise that once again, the American Express Cobalt card is number one, followed by the American Express Gold Rewards card, taking second place. But now the third spot goes to the HSBC World Elite MasterCard, thanks to the reasons we mentioned before. So that bumps the RBC Avion Visa Infinite card to fourth, and we bring back the Platinum card from American Express to round out the category. Again, you know, that Platinum card, you can convert to all these different programs from it, tons of benefits and everything, but that annual fee of $6.99 does scare some people for sure. So that's why we kind of rank it lower in that category. Plus, it has another category to compete in. You'll hear about that shortly. The fourth category is the airline or frequent flyer program category, and it sees the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite card take back the top spot it held in this category for many years before we moved it over to the Coalition category. Thanks to the new Aeroplan program that allows partial redemptions, family pooling, options to redeem for so many flights to so many places in all classes on many airlines, and then the card itself now offering first bag free, elite status earning, and a per dollar value of spending higher than WestJet, it takes that top spot back. So this, of course, means the WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard has dropped to second place after 3 years of being up top. So that it's moved back to second, which it held for a while there. Yes, its companion voucher can and does provide huge value, and that is one of the main reasons that card is so good. But you know what? People aren't traveling, and vouchers may go unused in the future. Yes, WestJet has been extending them, but for how long and how often they will do that is really an unknown. So there is a lot of potential vouchers that may go unused. Plus, you just can't travel as many places with WestJet or WestJet dollars and the program like you can with Aeroplan, nor can you pull outsized value from the program for premium class flights like you can with Aeroplan. So we had to drop this card from top spot. It only made sense. Third place in the category goes to the revamped American Express Aeroplan card. This is essentially the new version of the old Aeroplan Plus Gold card if you had it in your wallet, and it ranks high for many of the same reasons as the TD card, but since it earns a bit less in some spend categories and doesn't offer as big of an insurance package as the top two cards, we give it third place. The rest of the category sees the longtime second and third place card holders move down to fourth and fifth due to the TD card and the Amex card coming back into the airline category. And those cards are the MBNA Alaska Airlines World Elite MasterCard and the RBC British Airways Visa Infinite card. That brings us to the last category, and it is a new category this year, the Ultra Premium Card category. It replaces the Coalition one, which we had previously used to replace the Hotel Card category, and we're excited to present it to you as it is a growing part of the market in Canada. These high-end credit cards are getting more and more popular, so it's only fitting to have a category for them. An ultra premium credit card is one that carries a hefty annual fee. We set our limit at $151 and up, and like the no-fee travel rewards card category, these cards can actually fit across any of the categories in our rankings, from airline to hybrid to travel points. They are covered here. With ultra premium cards, you get better rewards, a lot more benefits. However, along with that come higher annual fees and typically higher income requirements to get the cards. And for longtime readers or listeners of our website and podcast, the winner in this category should come as no surprise. It is the Platinum card from American Express. With strong earn rates of 1 to 3 points per dollar that can be converted directly to Aeroplan and British Airways, a great lounge access program, discounts on numerous airlines, hotel elite statuses, fine hotel resorts, and much, much more, this card has been the premium card to have in your wallet in our market for quite a few years now. Yes, its welcome bonus has suffered during the pandemic, but that was because American Express shifted their marketing budget on this card from attracting new customers to taking care of existing cardholders with huge offers over the past year, like double points and double redemption value, and the $250 and most recently $200 grocery shopping credits. Amex really looked after their platinum customers, knowing that they couldn't make much use of all the travel benefits that are provided by the card. It should also come as no surprise that American Express also takes second spot in this new category with their Aeroplan Reserve card. And Aeroplan actually takes the third spot as well with the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite Privilege card. Both of these Aeroplan cards are so close in the rankings that they could be interchanged because the TD Aeroplan card offers a bit more. But we gave the nudge to the Amex card because we're all about right now racking up those points for future travel, and it has a much more lucrative welcome bonus in terms of the amount of points you can earn. Now, rounding out the ultra premium category are the RBC Avion Visa Infinite Privilege card and the new arrival from BMO, the Eclipse Visa Infinite Privilege card. And there you go. There's a good look at our top travel rewards credit card rankings for 2021. I've always said that all the cards in the rankings are good cards. You shouldn't be discouraged if you're using a third place or a fifth place card, so long as that card is right for you. In fact, for many of the categories, the rankings based on our criteria sees the cards being so close to each other, with one just slightly edging out the other. Like, they're honestly, they're very close, and there are pros and cons to all of them. So that's why many of us carry a few of these cards in our wallets, so we maximize our earning, we maximize our rewards, and our benefits spread out across a few of these cards. I mean, if you happen to have a card that's not in the rankings, it may not be far off the list. Could be in sixth, could be in seventh, and it could be very close and it's still a good card. Or it may be way at the bottom. So we encourage you to use these rankings as guidance to help finding the right card for you. Just as I mentioned earlier, if you have no need for Marriott Bonvoy points, this is, I'm going with an example here, and you don't travel outside of Canada very much, you're probably better off getting the Scotia Gold American Express card over the Cobalt card. Likewise, if you fly or plan on flying WestJet a lot and barely set foot on Air Canada or Air Canada's partners, get yourself a WestJet card. Don't get an Aeroplan card. I mean, it's that simple. It's best to use our rankings as a starting point or even an ending point in your research. I encourage you to use many of the resources on Rewards Canada to help you pick the right card for you. So be sure to check them out. We'll have some links on our podcast page, which is www.rewardscanada.ca/podcast. So we'll have links to articles and, of course, the rankings themselves. And finally, if you find it all too much to absorb, don't be afraid to email us. Yeah, give us an email, info@rewardscanada.ca, and we can help you out in selecting a card or cards and programs. We just ask you a few questions, you send us details, and the good news is we don't charge for it. Totally free. We offer this information at no cost to you. And that's about it for this episode. So I want to thank you for listening. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, the like button, or leave a review or star rating on the podcast providers that allow it, like Apple Podcasts. And remember, it's all about the earn and the burn. Talk to you next time. The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's own TWKOP.